We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishav Chav Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Krisos Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Elu Mevius VeEno Nechal. These are the women who have a miscarriage and they bring their carbon chatas, but Eino Nechal, it cannot be eaten. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the three categories of women who have a miscarriage. Sometimes there's no doubt that it's not a birth. That'll be the next Mishnah. No doubt that it is considered a halachic birth, and therefore they bring their carbon and the carbon chatas can be eaten. They bring an olah and a chatas, and the chatas can be eaten. And there are times where it's a suffek, where Elu Mevius, they bring the carbon chatas, but the Eino Nechal, but cannot be eaten. So what are these? These are the suffix situations. Hamapeles ve'ein yodua mahi pila. So the first is, it's not clear what the miscarriage was. Did it have a human form? And if it did, then she would, of course, would have to bring the karbanos, and they would be eaten. Or maybe it's a tsura not of an adam. The Bar Tanur says, im tsuras adam v'chayeves, im dagim v'chagavim, maybe it has a form of fish or a form of locust, uptura. So what does she do? Mevi'a karban shtei torim, echad alav echad l'chatas. She brings the two birds, one for an ola, one for a chatas. Al shel ola masneva omeres. What does she say when she brings the carbon ola? So the carbon ola here, potentially, if need be, can be used as a, can be brought as a nedava, as a neder, as a voluntary carbon. So she makes it tonight when she brings the carbon ola and says the following: in min chova yolati tei lechovasi. If I have given birth to, if the miscarriage in fact was considered a halakhic birth, so then this carbon ola should be for my obligatory carbon for giving birth. Vimlav, but if not, teo las nedava. That will be your carbon ola as a nedava. That's okay. Aval chatas lo matzil asnuye. But when it comes to chatas, says the Bar Tanur, she cannot use it tonight. Den chatas nedava, because you can't bring a carbon chatas as a nedava. Umaisa besafik. So therefore she brings it as a doubt. Veinu nechal, but therefore cannot be eaten. Deshema lav bas carbonim, because maybe it's not really a carbon. And what did the Kohen do in order to kill this bird? He did malik. And doing malika, so they, unless it's a carbon, it cannot be eaten. It's a nevela. Wait, isn't there another problem? Why bring the carbon chatas mi safek? Now, if it's a safek, you're bringing potential chulin into the azara, and unholy animals into the azara, which is not allowed. So now we're not bothered by why. This is not a problem. What happens? What's placed on the mizbeach when it comes to a bird? Only the blood. There's no haktara. There's no burning of the limbs, fats of the animal on the mizbeach. Therefore, this is not considered a problem where the mizbeach is consuming something that's chulin. So therefore, we don't have a problem with bringing the chatas into the Beis HaMikdash, even though potentially it could be chulin. But of course, eating it would be a problem because of the malika. So that's what we do in a case of a suffek, where she's, and what is this, what is potential case? Hamapeles, ve'en yadua ma'i pila, she doesn't know what she gave birth to, whether this is, has a human form, therefore she's chayef, or maybe not. V'chein, another case of this category, shtei nashim she'ipilu, achas b'min p'tur v'achas b'min chova. So yeah, let's say you have two women who gave birth, and one of them we know had a fetus that was not obligated in a carbon. It looked like, as we said, a dog in v'chagavim, fish or a locust. But the other one had a fetus that indeed does need a carbon. We spoke about having the shilya, the afterbirth, the sandal. So those are enough of the human form, which we said in the previous Mishnah, which would be considered a miscarriage that has the status of the birth, and the carbonos would be chayef. So we just can't determine which woman had what. So what are we supposed to do? So says the Mishnah, this is not another example of where this is a case of suffek, and therefore we cannot bring the karbanos. What do they do? So each woman is supposed to make a tanai that my ola should be either fulfilling my obligation because I'm chayv to bring a carbon as a yoledes, or maybe it's going to be a carbon nedava. And each one makes the same thing. And of course, the chatas, you can't make that tanai. So therefore, the tas, neither chatas of neither woman can be eaten. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Emasai. So Rabbi Yossi says, when do we say that this case of the two women who are not sure whether they're chayv in a carbon chatas or not for having for giving birth, a carbon ola, when do we say that you can't eat the carbon chatas? Bizman shaholchu zola mizrach and zola marav, where one woman went to the east and one went to the west. So explains the Bartuner like this: Sheheviu kineim lekoin malchul darkon. They brought their birds, their pair of birds, ola chatas each, and to the kohen, and they left. They nicholim lahasnos, and they don't have an opportunity to make a tanai. At what kind of tanai are we talking about? So it says Rabbi Yossi like this. Explain, says the Bartanura. Avolimye im stein omdos kachas. They're both standing here. So you know what they should do, says Rabbi Yossi? You have an option, and you could actually eat the carbon chatas in such a case. The Kohen can eat it. How? Mevios chatas achas. Not that each one brings their own cane, their own nest, literally their own pair of birds, but rather they only bring a chatas amongst the two of them. And umas no spenim, they can make a tanai actually even on the carbon chatas to say the following: Imani hachayeves harihu sheli. If I'm the one chayav, it's mine. Vechelkech macholi, and your portion in it is forgiven, you forgo that towards me. Then ata chayves, and if you are the one who is chayev, hari shalach, it, the carbon is yours, v'chelki macholach, and my portion I forgo and give over to you. V'oso chatas karev nechal. It's only one carbon here. It's only one bird. It's only one chatas. That can be brought and offered, and it can be eaten. D'davka chatas sheba al chet ein tanai mo'ilo. Where do we say you can't make such a tanai on a carbon chatas? That's where a chatas is brought for as a sin offering, says Rabbi Yossi. D'chsev, oh hoda'e love chatas. So when it comes to a carbon chatas, the regular chatas that's brought as a sin offering, the chatas kavua, that it has to be hoda'e love. You have to be aware. So therefore, when you bring this a suffix, there's nothing you can do about it. You certainly can't make a tanai. Avol hacha dechika masvya nashim karban lishtaruye b'achilas kachinu. But here it's very different. Why are women bringing karban chatas? It's a sin offering when they bring this bird? Absolutely not. They gave birth. So why are you bringing it? It's only to permit them to eat karbanos. So then, masyan umasnyan, they can bring the bird, one bird, and make a tanai amongst them. So that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. However, we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. We assume like the Tanakama, two people who had a miscarriage, is not sure, one who we know is chayev, one who's patur, but not sure who gave birth to what. So each one brings a pair of birds, and they can make their own tanai. But of course, the carbon chatas in this case, each of the birds that are chatas cannot be eaten. Avol hayu shteim omdos ka'achas. But oh, so this is still Rabbi Yossi talking. But if they came together, mevios carbon v'ne'echal, they can bring the carbon and eat it. So the Baruch Hu already told us what the end of the Mishnah says, but to Rabbi Yossi's full statement goes like this: Amar Rabbi Yossi, Emasai, when do we say the carbon chatas cannot be eaten? Bizban shaholchul zolam izraf zolam arav. This one went to the east, but this went to the west. Each one brought a pair of birds, and not in front of us. Aval hayu shteim omdos kachas, but they're standing in front of us together. So mevios carbon, they bring one carbon. That one carbon chatas make a tanai, as we explain, v'nechol, and it can be eaten. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey Elu she'ein. These are the women who do not bring at all. So we went through the women who have the miscarriage they had has human form, and therefore they bring a carbon chatas, and the carbon chatas had eaten. Of course, the ola is brought along as well. Then we have the suffek category of the previous Mishnah, and this is where there's no doubt that they have not given birth to the miscarriage is not considered a child, and therefore they don't have to bring carbonos at all. What are those? So Hamaperes, the first on the list is Hamaperes Shafir Malei Mayim. She aborted a Shafir. It's like a little like a shell. Shfoferis, like the tube. Malei Mayim, and it's full of fluid, full of water, full of blood. But that's all. Or malei mayim, malei dami, the full of water, full of blood. And because this certainly doesn't qualify as a fetus as a birth at all, does not mean a carbon at all. Male geninim, or let's say she gives birth to something that is of, says the Bar Tanura, gavanim, which means multicolored. Vanishamati kimin toloim. He says, but I heard also a tradition that what does this mean? It means like worm-like pieces of flesh. So that's what it means. That's also not considered a birth. Hamapeles kimin dagim v'chagavim, which we mentioned in the Bar Tanura before. She has a, what does she abort? Something that looks like fish, looks like locust. Or shkatzim or ramasim. Or what are shkatzim or ramasim? We assume shkatzim are little creatures. And we assume that shkatzim, because you got flying insects, which are shkatzim, like bees and flies, mosquitoes. You can have frogs are also shkatzim, are small creatures on the ground. You have remusim, which are crawly creatures. According to the tradition, assuming you believe in spontaneous generation, that's what remusim, those that are produced from feces, from rotting carcasses, so that's also, you see, that produced from fruit, but that's what Ramasim at least were thought to mean, but either way, it means some type of crawly creatures. For our purposes, Shkatzim Ramasim just means that, obviously, it does not have anything close to a human form, that also is not considered a miscarriage that has the status of birth, and Hamapeles Yomar Boim, a woman has a miscarriage of a fetus up to and including 40 days from the time she conceived, so that's also not considered a birth. Up to 40 days, we assume the embryo is just fluid, is not a human form at all. The Yotzei Dofen, and who else doesn't bring a carbon yoledes, is a Yotzei Dofen, a woman who gave birth through a cesarean section. The pasuk says, Isha ki sazria v'yoleda zachar. And we assume that the fact it says Isha ki tazria v'yolda, it's considered a birth when ki tazria, when she gives birth from a place of where the zera enters. But if it's not ki sazria, then v'yolda, we don't consider her a birth. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon mechayev. Rabbi Shimon believes that a woman gives birth by a cesarean section is going to be chayev karbonos of leda. And the Bar Tanura quotes the pasuk v'chsiv v'im nekeva teled. It speaks about giving birth to a boy in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, a male, and then gives that speaks about a female. It didn't need to repeat the word teled. Says the Bar Tanura v'havi le lemichtav v'im nekeva hi. And if she is in a keva, Eloriba la leida acheres, the Torah went out of its way to write teled leida one more time. Umayhi yotzei dofen. Still, there's another type of birth, maybe not the typical birth that we speak of. Nonetheless, it's added on, says Rabbi Shimon, we will say that a yotzei dofen is considered a birth. Of course, the Tanakama, as the Bar Tanura says, no, Ishaki tazria v'yolada, Ad she teled b'makom shemazras.